I'd like to take a moment to talk about something I care deeply about, but instead, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump. Yesterday, Trump released a new book that puts his high regard for this country right in the title. It's called Crippled America. I know, Crippled America is just a terrible phrase that sounds deeply offensive, kind of like President Trump.
And as I'm sure you've heard, Donald Trump is in the building getting ready to host Saturday Night Live. There's actually a lot of anti-Trump protesters outside the building. Or as Trump put it, those people have been lining up for days to see me. They love me.
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Can you hear me all right? All right. Welcome to the John Brislin Show. Okay. Well, thanks for being patient with me for just a second here. We got a couple technical difficulties, but nothing we haven't dealt with before. Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, will get it all taken care of. There was a time, I remember a few years ago, where it was raining and storming outside, and we were actually... we had lightning hit the building and ripped the antenna off the top of the building, and then wind blew it down, down the road, I guess. And ever since then, I said that there was actually, whatever I was going to say on that show, God actually smote the station for what I was saying. And I don't remember what it was. It's, that would make it, I probably should have checked that. But anyway... we are still experiencing the difficulties, so forgive me if I'm a little choppy today, but I'm going to try to move forward as Denise is frantically trying to get it repaired. Well, one of the things, as a matter of fact, she and I were talking about in the pre-show was that the Russian airliner that blew up and crashed is something that not too many people care about, but she cares about a great deal. And what I noticed about that is, you know, people care about different things. And usually something that is happening in foreign policy isn't something that people care about. We like domestic things. Why do we like domestic things? Because we get the context already. We don't have to learn a lot about it. We can just know Ben Carson, he said a couple things I like, I'm for him. Donald Trump, he's an honest guy and he speaks his mind, and I like that. You don't have to think too much about it. And it actually kind of concerns me that Well, in the overall politics, in the overall soap opera of politics, we are missing the main point. We are missing what's really important. And there are reasons for this. I was watching a show with Katie Couric, which is, she's not one of my favorite people in the world. I'll confess that. However, she is a journalist, okay? So she's only going to go so far off the deep end. And she's not going to do the Fahrenheit 911 or Fahrenheit 911 thing and just go completely left wing. So she was talking about how food companies have changed what our diet is. And they have changed, well, how America eats. Now, she was specifically targeting sugar and fat and how that's very unhealthy for us. And although that's all true, and if you have Netflix, you should go check out this show called Fed Up. But the interesting thing to me was the McGovern Report. Now, a quick piece of history. The McGovern Report was a report that was done by the chairman, George McGovern, as many of you know. Well, in 1977, this report came out that, to keep it nice and simple, said that Americans are taking an unhealthy turn in their dietary intake, and they should reduce their intake, as well as eat better foods. Foods that are more rich in fiber and vitamins. And, well, the early copy of that came out, and the food companies spent roughly $100 million to battle that and make sure that that report never saw the light of day. Now, it didn't see the light of day, and the wording was changed to basically say that things had to be alternative recipes or low fat or non-fat. And alternative recipes, I mean, as in that's where you had all the Nutrasweets and those kind of things. They would change the recipes to go from fructose to sucrose and blah, blah, blah. And they definitely took out, we just had a little technical glitch there. I hope that didn't come through. But what they didn't take out was the reduce your intake piece. In other words, buy less food. Now, that's the important part. The report was saying we're buying too much food that is of poor quality. If you are selling food, if you are producing food, if you are making food, and I don't mean agriculture now, I don't mean farmers. That's different than the people who are processing the food. The companies who process the food, they spent a ton of money to make sure that Americans were not told to, let's cut to the chase, be healthy. Now, I'm going to stop there. Go watch this Fed Up show. Even if you don't like Katie Couric, it's worth watching. But here's what gets me. Are we really being told what we need to be told? Is the money changing the message so drastically, so dramatically, that we are not even hearing what we need to hear anymore? In other words, is our government even protecting the messages that need to get to the American people? You remember, that used to be journalism. Remember? That used to be the whole purpose of the evening news. There were messages that were so critically important that they needed to get out. I'm not sure that's happening anymore. And I've been, over the past couple of weeks, and probably longer than that, it's been really bothering me that we don't know what we can trust and what we can't trust. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the monopolies, the level of money that is involved in politics. Remember monopolies from back in the 1800s? You know what they had to do to break up the monopolies? Teddy Roosevelt had to come along. That's how big a deal it was. We all know the story of Teddy Roosevelt in large part because of what he did with the monopolies. It still exists. The money is out there. The fight, the win is in the fight. We are battling against something that can't be won. And we have to remember that when we are listening to the messages are skewed. So more, stay right where you are. You will be back with the John Breslin Show. The phone number to join the show is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
Caffeine addiction, look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Tonightly, Ben Carson releases a 60-second rap to appeal to young black voters. Note to Ben Carson, just because you're a doctor, that doesn't make you Dre.
Ben Carson, 2016. And support Ben Carson for our next president and be awesome.
So there you have it. Get out and vote for Ben Carson on November 3rd, 1992.
But come on, Ben Carson, a rap song. Is it so hard to get the black vote? You're the black candidate. You're in danger of losing it now. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? Yo, man, you got to vote for Ben Carson. Hell no, man, I ain't voting for that mumbler. He wrote a rap song. Woo!
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
If you love to shop and you love to find deals, you need to log on to 9malls.com. At 9malls.com, you'll find discounts on just about anything you can imagine, plus coupons and coupon codes to save you even more money. You'll find discounts on name brand clothes, electronics, jewelry, music, computers, just about everything. The deals are amazing. It's better than a real mall. It's 9malls.com. That's the number 9malls.com. 9malls.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 today.
Becoming a parent is such an exciting time. Deciding on whether or not to know the gender, preparing a space at home, and most importantly, choosing a name. However, at sonobabies.com, we've taken that excitement to a whole new level. Send us clear ultrasound pictures, and within about a week, we'll send you a 3D model of your unborn baby. Sono Babies is simply the most unique and huggable way to treasure your memories now and forever. Go to sonobabies.com. That's sonobabies.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, I have a confession and an apology. Much like my first show ever, as a matter of fact, it went a little bit crazy. The technical difficulties threw me, but I'm pretty sure I am back. And that Fed Up documentary that I was telling you about with Katie Couric, it really is worthwhile. You know, you go watch a couple minutes of it. If you like it, then good. If not, well, then turn it off. You know, but I would recommend at least a few minutes of it and see what you think. But the takeaway among many is there are moneyed interests out there. You know, the big money conglomerates that have all the lobbyists, they are out there skewing the message to the American people. What's the harm in that? Hold for that. If we go, let's reel back in time a little ways and revisit the years leading up to Teddy Roosevelt. As a matter of fact, 1880, 1890, and talk about what the damage is. You had monopolies that were completely warping the natural, free-flowing market economy. Now, I don't want to get too collegiate here and big words and blah, 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 because I'll get totally confused and I've already had enough confusion tonight. But a free-flowing, healthy market economy is based on one thing, competition. And if the competition is taken away, then you can warp the results. You can cheat the results. And that is what a monopoly is. Remember the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, all of that kind of thing? Those big barons, they were able to cheat the system because they worked the monopoly rule, which is why, if we remember, you know, fast forwarding a little bit into the 1900s, Teddy Roosevelt came along as the trust buster. Remember the trust buster? And fought back against those monopolies. It was unheard of. Nobody thought it would happen. And no baron, no Carnegie, no Rockefeller, no Gould, no Getty thought that someone like Teddy Roosevelt would come along, but he did. Now, the reason that he did and the reason that he did it is because the system was being bent, warped, and cracked on the verge of completely breaking so badly that it was creating a possibility for a national security issue. And the national security issue was that it was creating what could have been the possibility of a revolt, a revolution, which they were seeing already in Russia at the same time. They had seen in history what created revolutions. And Teddy Roosevelt believed he was seeing those conditions existing. and building when he became president, which is why he created what we all know is called the Square Deal, right? The Square Deal. So everybody would get a fair shake, a fair shot, a square deal. Monopoly of business can cause problems for every single person in America. Monopoly of information can cause problems for every single person in America and the world for that matter, now that we're on a global stage. So what I'm saying is we have to be very careful because you will have moneyed interests. Certain cases, not everybody was a monopoly back in Teddy Roosevelt's time, and not everybody is completely controlling the message anymore now. But there are examples out there, such as Disneyland, right? Happiest place on earth, Disney. Love it. I go there every year. It's a family tradition. It's fantastic. Did you know that Disney is not legally responsible? My understanding, I'm not a lawyer, but as far as Dateline NBC reports that Disney is not legally obligated to report crimes that are committed on their property. That is my understanding. If I'm wrong, I will report it as quickly as I can. But that is the information that I have found. How did they get that special condition? Lobbyists. Because they do not want people to know that someone has fallen out of, well, let's just say hypothetically, fallen out of a roller coaster in Disney World and the husband dies and the wife is suing, but she can't sue because no crime actually happened because it didn't have to be reported. This was the case that was covered by Dateline years ago, as I remember it. See me hedging my wording there? Disney's powerful. I don't want to go through the entire list. You know it as well as I do. There are messages that we are receiving as far as are our cars safe? And we've seen even as recently as with the Japanese airbags. The airbags supposedly going to protect us can kill us. But up until everything, you know, up until something was wrong, everything was fine. There is a money monopoly on information that's happening right now that is putting us all at risk. And here's the downside. Ready? I wish I had an upside for you, but I don't. Here's the downside. There's nothing we can do about it. Let me repeat that. There is nothing that we can do about it. George McGovern and his commission tried to do something about the simple, the epidemic of obesity. Let's call it that. I think I'm sure someone has called it that before. That Americans were just getting fat. And fat meant unhealthy, which meant medical visits, which means medical problems, which means economic problems, which means a national security problem to the United States. It's something we need to pay attention to, right? No. So we can do nothing. And what has that led us to in this wonderful evolution of our country? It has led us to a point where we feel so dislocated from what is truly important out there that we don't have the capacity to handle it. We hear things that are important and we don't know if they're important anymore because we are at our limit. We are past our limit. We don't know how to handle it anymore. And that's a bad thing. We're supposed to know instinctively where it is or where the danger is. We're supposed to be able to, you know, be drinking the water and look over at the grass and think, hey, that thing over there is going to eat us. We're supposed to have those healthy instincts. We're supposed to be able to look at things that are total crap and be able to tell that it's crap. But instead, we think, oh, you know what? That fast food that I eat fast food all the time. I give it to my kids and they eat it in school. We're supposed to be able to trust certain people. We're supposed to be able to trust information. We're supposed to be able to trust our leaders, and we can't. And that's where we are in this evolution of this great country. And we can tell now because we're looking at Ben Carson and Donald Trump as good ideas for the president. Stay right where you are, you. We'll be right back.
Today was election day, and if you didn't know that, well, that's why your local mayor has been in office for 34 years. As of today, we are officially 1 year away from the 2016 presidential election. If that seems like a long time to wait, just remember, some people have been waiting their whole lives. The latest polls show Jeb Bush has the worst favorability rating of any candidate, Democrat or Republican. And honestly, I don't quite understand why he's so unpopular. I mean, he has political experience. He's a decent speaker. He's relatively moderate. He has big donors. Well, I guess we'll never know why he's so unpopular.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is Medca Brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household to toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers also. That's the Savings Mart. Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, where you've had a wild and crazy night talking about important, deep, intellectual stuff and also bizarre technical difficulties. So this is the kind of night that follows Halloween, right? This is like the Halloween show, this spooky Halloween show that we didn't do last week. Well, it didn't let us get away. The ghosts are still sitting in the studio here, right here with me. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. Sounds like the right time to do it. And go to the phone lines. And let's go to Albert. I don't see where you're from, but Albert, you are on with John. Welcome. Albert, are you there? Albert? Okay, I guess Albert is gone. I wish he would have stayed a little while. But what I was getting at before, and I just want to finish that off very quickly. We have to keep in mind what America is. When we look out the window and we see the streets and we see our world that we know, at some point we need to think for ourselves what it is that's out there, what the system is. And the system is the important thing. Yeah, I know, it's hard to get your head around. We like the soap opera crap instead. Soap operas are wonderful. We want to talk about Donald Trump because, God, he's easy to understand, right? We understand whether we like him or we don't. It's the whole must-see TV thing, which is, that's what we've become. You know why we have become it? Because the messages that we are being given, the buy this, buy that. Keep it simple. Don't say anything intelligent because you have to be intelligent to understand it. Listen to people like Donald Trump because he actually makes sense. Kind of crap messages that we're being fed is doing for our collective psyche, for our collective intelligence, what fast food is doing for our bodies. We are taking it. We are gulping it down. We are sucking down the soda and sucking down the hamburgers and the French fries and all the stuff that we know. We know it is crap. We know it's not good for us. We know that it tears us apart and shortens our life and does all the sickening stuff. Takes rust off of nails when you put nails, rusty nails in the Coke and blah, blah, blah. And that is what these crazy messages, these crazy Donald Trump politics messages are doing for us now. And it leaves me probably alongside you in wondering, I don't know what I'm doing this for anymore. I don't know what we can do about it. If you care about the country, if you have done what you can to try to make things better, at what point do you just say, screw it, I no longer believe I have the ability to change things. I have no longer have the ability to do anything, so I'm not going to try anymore. And you just kind of go into your own hole and take care of your own self and worry about yourself and be selfish or be whatever you are and just call it a night. In other words, kind of give up. And I think I have a better understanding of where America is over the last few weeks. Maybe I'm catching up a little bit. I don't know. But I feel that urge to just say, screw it all. I give up. I can't change anything. I'm going to leave the ranks of those who believe every voice counts, every voice matters, and, you know, ye can change the world. And you just sort of accept the fact, hey, you roll with it. It is going to be what it is. There's nothing I can do, so be done with it. I was talking to somebody about parenting, and they were saying, you can't control your kids. No, excuse me, I wasn't talking to somebody. It came from that Fed Up show. Remember I told you that documentary, Fed Up? These kids that were incredibly obese. I mean, 300-pound 15-year-olds. I mean, they were obese. And you know what the parents were saying? Well, there's nothing I can do. I just can't control it. I can't. If I feed my kid healthy food, they're just going to get the unhealthy food somewhere else, so I might as well give them the Twinkies. They've given up. They've given up. And the part that was really sickening about that and sad is that parents had given up on their kids. Children depend completely on two people in their lives. It's their mother and their father. They need to be able to depend on their parents, and their parents. Parents across this country are giving up on the ability to control the outcome of their children. I just can't, you know, they're going to join gangs. If they're going to be obese, they're going to be what they're going to be. I can't control it. It's a sickening fallacy that people just want to suck into. You know why? Because it's freaking easy. It's easy. And we like easy. We want a pill to be skinny. We want to be smart without learning. We want a job without working. We like it easy. Because we're told to like it easy by messages that would come across our eyes every single day. And you know why those messages are coming across our eyes and ears every single day? Teaching us to like it the easy way. Here's the key. Here's the takeaway. Get your pens ready. Because they can sell it. If you're selling chips and soda or diet products or makeup or clothes or stereos or whatever it is, you tell people you're going to be sexy and healthy and smart and all this stuff and you don't have to do anything, you can sell that. You can sell it. And people don't, the people selling things, don't care whether we get the good news, the healthy food, the important information. They don't care. They just want to sell it. So be very cautious in what you do every day, because you might be talking to somebody that just plain wants to sell it. So on that uplifting note, I said that very loudly, didn't mean to. Let's talk about something that is important on sort of the individual or at least lower level. That is education. There are people out there that are trying to do something, and unfortunately, our educators are not given, as we've all heard before, the respect they deserve. We pay our bartenders more than we pay the people that are trying to educate our children. Once again, because parents have given up on the ability to do anything to affect change for their children. Yeah, it's something that bothers me. But I have a wonderful guest tonight. And my guest is, well, he's an author, a traveler, a speaker. His name is Robert Rumble. And he taught English in China for over 3 years without knowing Chinese. You want to talk about a challenge? Well, this man has gone up against some things and done some wonderful, accomplished some wonderful, wonderful things. Robert Rumble, welcome to the John Breslin Show. It's a pleasure to have you, sir.
Thank you very much, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, in your teaching, and, you know, I've done just a little tiny, tiny sliver of teaching, and I can tell you it is one of the hardest things that you can do, and yet it feels so good when you actually see something come from it, that little light bulb, as they say. What are some of the accomplishments or the good feelings? What did you find when you taught English in China?
Oh boy, there's a lot of them when I was over there. A lot of the older students, they wanted to learn the idioms, and they really loved it when they could use them in a phrase. I had a young kid, Michael, who, it was kind of interesting. He came to school one day, and he was disappointed. And I asked him, well, what are you disappointed about? He says, I only placed 30th in the entire country on my English speaking. wait a minute. In the entire country, in your age group, you managed to win at the local level, win at the regional, keep going up, and then you were 30th for the entire country, and you're not happy? He says, no, I'm not. I'm better than that. It's like, oh, wow. And they're very big on learning English over there. They want English teachers. They need English teachers. And
who is it pushed by?
You're treated like a celebrity. At least I was.
Who pushes it? Who pushes in China, in foreign countries around the world, who is pushing the use of English? Is it the government? Or let's just talk specifically China for a second. Is it the Chinese government, or is it parents making their children better? Who's pushing it?
It's a combination of both. I've ran into a lot of the parents, and they wanted their kids to learn English. I was a guest teacher in quite a few of the local high schools. And over there, the teachers rotate. The students remain the same. And so the classes are on the board. And most of the classes I was in had 2 hours of English and only 1 hour of Chinese. They know that English is the business language. And so in order for them to get ahead over there, they need to know English. And I was actually talking to one of my students, and the entire class agreed. I asked them about that, and they said, well, if they go and apply for a job, and there's two people, they have the same degree, one got their degree in China, one got the degree in the U.S., the one that got the degree in the U.S. got the job, period. And they wanted to learn English so they can score well on the, I believe it's the LSAT test, so they can get to a better college in the United States to get a better job.
Do you buy that? I mean, there's a lot of people that can say a lot of things, the reason why they got the job or why they didn't get the job. And usually the people that don't get the job have, you know, this, well, I would have gotten it except for, and then they blame something. It's, you know, whatever that may be. Well, you know, do you think that, I mean, that's common everywhere. I know there's no country in the world
right.
That's free from that. Do you
I
buy what they said?
I think it was an oversimplification of how he went about it. But as a general rule from the teachers and my ex-wife who was Chinese and some of the other people I've talked to, for the most part, if you know English, you will get a better job. I don't know if it's quite, you know, you will automatically get the job if you know English, but you will get a better job the better your English is. So there is some of that. And part of that, I think, is because when I was there, it was 75% of Chinese GDP was the exports.
Well,
so they were always talking to other countries, and my ex-wife did a lot of communiques with Japan and Korea, and English was the common language that they used in all their emails and correspondence.
Now, where else have you taught?
Actually, that's the only place I taught. I'm not a teacher by trade.
Now, how do you think, okay, so you're obviously an American. Now, how do you think, in your experience in China, how do you think that could be reversed? We clearly don't believe a second language is a thing that Americans need. Chinese, the Chinese people, which is pretty consistent around the world, countries around the world recognize that multiple languages are a very useful thing. How do we get America to get on board with that? I don't know. It seems like a pretty simple idea, and shift our education focus at least a little bit to embrace other languages.
I'm not quite sure how we could get our education system to go that route. They already have in some locations, like in Southern California, they do teach classes in Spanish because it's so prevalent here. But from my understanding, if you go to like Oregon, the top second language is, I think, Russian. And we are kind of spotted around the U.S. as to what is the popular second language.
But if I can interrupt
in that area, and it's usually by the immigrants.
But
that
if
there.
If I can interrupt for a second, though, I don't mean that just that foreign languages are offered. For instance, when I went to high school, I took, let's see, if I remember right, I took 3 years of Spanish and 3 years of French, and I could probably make it through a restaurant in either a Spanish-speaking or French-speaking country. I might be able to make it around the streets a little bit, but I am by no means fluent. And that's what I'm talking about. At least what I take from what you're saying is in China, those kids were trying to be fluent. They were like, I am going to go work as a translator. I'm going to know this language. That's not how Americans look at it. I mean, not at the majority of public schools that I'm aware of.
That's true. And part of that comes also from it's over there. It starts at the family. The parents, even though the parents only speak Chinese, or chances are, they're very encouraging for their children to learn English in addition to Chinese so they can get along in the world. And I think part of it is we need to look at, well, what other languages would make us better in the world and not have such an English-only type attitude. I know because I was raised with only English around. I really didn't have a lot of foreign language with me where I was raised. And so I never really learned a foreign language. I probably learned more in China than I ever did over here. And
can I interrupt? I got Denise making funny looks at me right now, and it's because I'm up against a hard break. I've got to take a break for a second. But Robert Rumble, can you stay on through the break, and then we'll continue talking right after?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. We'll be right back in just a couple short minutes. We will cut it as short as we possibly can. This is the John Breslin Show. We're talking with Robert Rumble, and I will be right back. Stay right where you are.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
And a new national poll found that Ben Carson is now ahead of Donald Trump by 6 points in the Republican race. Finally proving that you can literally sleep your way to the top.
Debates are supposed to be established to help the people get to know the candidates. And what it's turned into is a
gotcha. So much energy, Dr. Carson.
So for now, at least, it appears to be Carson versus Trump. It's like NyQuil versus Monster Energy Drink.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 today.
Visit shoprandom.us for one-stop easy shopping. From art to sports to vintage tees, that's random. Something for everyone, and new items are added frequently. We have treasures for reliving memories and treasures for creating new ones. Hundreds of random hand-picked awesome items are waiting for you. We take the hassle out of shopping. Again, that website is shoprandom.us.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand name is the Medca brand, which you may already know now by their high quality products and by the variety that they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household to toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. The Savings Mart.
Tell me who's in there. Tell me who's that writing, Johnny Revelator. Who's that writing, Johnny Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals.
And welcome back. We are talking with my guest tonight, who has written a book on teaching English in China. And welcome back, Robert. Are you still with me?
Absolutely.
Robert Rumble, you have written a book, and tell me what the book is meant to accomplish. What is your goal for the book?
Well, the actual goal for the book kind of has changed through the time, but it's now looking at there are roughly 500 million college students working for minimum wage or less. They can go to China, get their way over there paid, make more than they can make over here at minimum wage.
Robert?
Live better.
Robert, I have to apologize, and here's what I want to do. We are running into technical problems, and I've got to end the show, but I want to have you back on in the future. Or would you be willing to come back on the show as my guest again?
Sure.
All right. Robert Rumble, thank you very much for being my guest tonight. And everyone listening to the sound of my voice, this is where I hope and pray that you remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it, fighting really hard through all the technical difficulties right here with Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night on the John Breslin Show. AM 720, Las Vegas, johnbreslinshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.